Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from Minuteman Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our news for this hour. Two moose died during a wildlife research effort in Michigan's Upper Peninsula last month, though officials say the project has now placed data-collecting tracking collars on 56 animals. Scientists are studying the herd to determine why the population has remained stagnant and even declined, rather than growing towards earlier projections of as many as 1,000 animals. Last month, wildlife crews spent 4 days capturing, collaring, and releasing 41 moose, which is more than double the number handled in last year's effort. On the first day of the field work in mid-February, crews handled and released 4 moose. 2 died while recovering from sedation, including a mature cow and a young bull. The work we do involves risks associated with wildlife capture, and we take great precautions to ensure those risks are minimized, said Tyler Petroelge, Northern Michigan Wildlife Research Specialist for the State Department of Natural Resources. The investigative group Bellingcat says newly released video appears to contradict U.S. President Donald Trump's claim that Iran was responsible or an explosion at an Iranian school that killed over 165 people. The video shared by Bellingcat is a 3-second clip of a video on that and the day the school was struck, circulated Sunday by Iran's semi-official Mehr news agency. The video shows a munition falling on a building. A Bellingcat researcher identified the munition as a Tomahawk cruise missile, which only the U.S. is known to possess in this war. And a group of 7 major industrialized powers have decided against using strategic reserves for now to counter the impact on oil prices from the Iran war. French Finance Minister Roland Lescure said today that we're not there yet. After chairing a meeting of his G7 counterparts, he did say the G7 is ready to take necessary and coordinated steps to stabilize markets. Brent crude, the international standard, and West Texas intermediate oil production in the United States are both up 10% today. When we come back after this public service announcement, we'll continue with our local news.
Hi, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. You don't have to have an amazing race to the doctor, but you should make time for routine cancer screenings.
I schedule my mammogram and other cancer screenings around my birthday and then treat myself to lunch.
I do too, because, I mean, of course, everyone likes lunch.
The C word can be scary, but routine screenings can detect cancer before symptoms appear.
And early detection equals better outcomes.
Go to preventcancer.org to find out which cancer screenings you need.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom once again. My name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news. And here on County, a packed house at a Baddack school board meeting Thursday night as parents and residents pushed back against a proposed district consolidation plan. School leaders say the proposal would reorganize buildings to make better use of facilities. Under the plan, 6th through 12th graders would attend the current high school, while young 5s through 5th grade would move into the current middle school, renamed Baddack Elementary. The existing elementary building would house the Ascent Alternative High School, a child care center, and a community service agency. District officials say the change could expand academic opportunities and better prepare schools for the future, but many parents say the idea feels rushed and raises concerns about safety, building suitability, and traffic during pickup and drop-off. Some community members also question placing the alternative high school in the same building as a daycare program. District administrators pushed back, noting the programs have shared space for years without incident and emphasizing that Ascent students are part of the Baddack district. Several residents also criticized what they described as limited communication with families before the proposal surfaced, saying parents should play a larger role in shaping the plan. School board members acknowledged the concerns and said they're open to further discussion. The board is expected to take up the consolidation proposal at its March 23rd meeting. And a Bay County woman has taken responsibility for her killing 2 Genesee County men in a drunken crash following her bartending shift. Ashley L. Sikoyak, 34, appeared in a wheelchair before Bay County Circuit Court Judge Jesse Scott Wood on Monday, March 2, and pleaded no contest to all three charges against her: two counts of operating a motor vehicle with a high blood alcohol content causing death, and one count of operating a motor vehicle with high blood alcohol content causing serious injury. The charges are 20 and 10-year felonies, respectively. And that's been your local and regional news with your international news you can get from anywhere, anytime, right here on thumbnet.net, along with your obituaries and weather. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. We've got your You Pick Trivia coming up. I was actually just telling a friend of mine about this just the other day, which where we've got a few questions here. I give you the questions. After the weather, of course, I give you the answers. So let's start really quick. Who was the top-selling musical artist of the 1970s? And what was the first Hollywood film to show a toilet flushing?